Mr. High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here, taking so much trouble to participate in this Krishna consciousness movement. And I shall simply try to draw your attention about the importance of this movement. Importance of this movement is this, that we do not know what is the aim of life. The modern civilization all over the world, especially in the Western world, and nobody knows what is the actual problem and what is the aim of life. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita says the real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. That birth, death, old age and disease, these are the problems. If you take birth, then you will have to die. Anyone who takes birth, he must have to die. And so long between birth and death, there is old age and disease. Actually, these are the problems. So far, we are concerned, living entities, every one of us. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, na jayate na mriyate va kadachi. The living entity is never born, never dies. Nito sasatvayam purana na hannate hannamane sarire. The living entity is eternal, ever existing, and very old. And na hannate hannamane sarire, it does not die after the annihilation of this body. But the modern civilization, they are thinking that this body, we have got somehow or other a lump of matter, and so long we have got this body, let us enjoy life, sense gratification. This is atheistic theory. In our country, there were atheists also, just like Charvaka Muni. According to his philosophy, he says, Rinam kritya ghritam privet. Because in our country, India, life is enjoyable when we get to eat too much ghee. You see, pakki khana. That is enjoyable. Just like in Western countries, that they can eat, they can drink more, and that is life in there. In our country, of course. So, rinam kritya ghritam privet. If somebody says that I have no money, the Charvaka Muni says that you take a loan from your friend and purchase ghee and enjoy life. Rinam kritya ghritam privet. Javad jive sukham jive. So long you live happy. Why? Make big borrow steal and live happy. No, I shall be responsible. I shall have to pay next life. Charvaka Muni says, no, don't bother about next life. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kuta punaragamana bhavet. Your body will be burnt in the crematorium, that finished. That's all. This foolishness is there, that this life, we do not know that this human form of life we have got by the evolutionary process, going through so many lives. Just like in our present life, we can understand that I have come to this body, old body, through child's body, boy's body, youth's body, in this way. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not manufactured. Dehinasmindathadehi kaumarajomanangjara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatanamayat. You have to accept this. Dehantara prapti. From one body to another. What is my childhood body? That is gone. What is my boyhood body? That is gone. Where is my youthhood body? That is gone. Not only for me, for everyone. There is past, present and future. Similarly, when this body will be gone, I will get another body. Where is the difficulty to understand? Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatva namaya. Dhira, because we are not sober. There are two classes of man, dhira and adhira. Dhira means sober, thinking, thoughtful. And adhira means restless. So, with restless brain, it is difficult. But if you have got sober brain, then there is no difficulty to understand that I am eternal. I was in the child's body. I was in the baby's body. I was in the boy's body. I was in a young man's body. Now I have got a different body. I am living asmin dehe, dehin asmin jatha dehe. It is very easy to understand. But Krishna says, dhirastata namiyati. Those who are sober, they can't understand. So people cannot understand. That means the modern civilization is not sober. It is just like cats and dogs. You cannot make a cat and dog sober to understand the philosophy of life. They have degraded so much. That is described in the Shastra. Jasya atma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke atma buddhi. Thinking, I am this God, I am American. I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am black, I am white, I am fat, I am thin, I am this. No. You are not this body at all. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. Knowledge begins when you understand that you are not this body. That is the beginning of knowledge. Otherwise, I am this body, this knowledge is there in the cats and dogs also. The dog also jumping because he's thinking I am a very nice dog, a nice cat. So, Shastra therefore says, jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. This body is a bag of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu, according to Ayurveda system. This physiological condition, anatomical condition of this body is made of kapha, pitta, vayu. So it is a bag of kapha, pitta, vayu or flesh, bones, blood, urine, stool, and mucus. If you dissect this body, you will find. Do you mean to say combination of these things can make a life so nice brain? If you are so competent, then take these ingredients. Bones, flesh, they are easily available in the slaughterhouse. Make a good bread. But that is not possible. They simply speak, but it is not possible. Therefore, this body is not the moving spirit soul. That is different. Therefore, Shastra says, jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. sadhik kalatra disubhomayujyati. And as soon as you take this body, that I am this body, then in bodily relation, because a woman has got body relation, she is my wife, and the children born out of the womb of that woman, that is my children, sadhik kalatradishu, jasyat buddhi, kunapeti dhatuke, sadhik kalatradishu, bhoma ijjadhi, bhoma, missing land where we live, or where this body is produced, that is worshipable. That is called nationalism. Bhoma ijjadhi, jasyat buddhi, kunapeti dhatuke, sadhik kalatradishu, bhoma ijjadhi. Jat tirtha buddhi shalile na karhichi. And tirtha, holy place, just like people go to Vrindavan, Haridwar, shalile, they take bath in the Ganges and the Jamuna, and they think that now we have finished our tirtha. No, tirtha is not that. Tirtha means we have to find out sober person to take instruction from. So people who are not interested to the sober man and lives like this, that I am this body and the bodily productions, relations, they are my own men, and if I go to holy place, take bath and then come back, no, Shastra says no. Jatitha buddhi salile na karhiche janesu abhigyesu. You must approach abhigya person. That is the meaning of pilgrimage. As the Vedas says, tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet sutriyam brahmanishtham. We must find out a sober man or guru so that he can instruct you, he can deliver you from ignorance of life. So you'll find in this Bhagavad Gita, when there was talks going on between Arjuna and Krishna, friendly talks. Arjuna was speaking, let them enjoy this kingdom. I don't want to fight with my own men. That was his decision. Krishna said, no, this is not your duty. You are a Kshatriya. Now you are in the battlefield. You must fight. In this way, ordinary topics were going on. But when Arjuna saw it very difficult to understand whether I shall fight or not fight, he accepted Krishna as Guru. Because he thought that friendly talks will not make solution. Let me accept Krishna as my Guru. Shishyastiyam sadhimams prapannam. Prapannam, I surrender unto. You are my Guru. Now, you are not my friend, you are my guru, because a disciple cannot disobey the guru. A friend can disobey. Krishna was asking to fight. As a friend, he was disobeying. But if a guru says that you must fight, then you cannot do that. Therefore, he accepted Shishyastiya, Shadimanga Prapanna. So, actually, we are all in the ignorance. The same formula. Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhoma yujyati. Jatirtha buddhi salilena karhichit janesu abhigyesu. Sa eva gokhara. Gokhara, go means cow. And khara means ass. This is the verdict of the Shastra. That if anyone is in the bodily concept of life, he is no better than the animal, go and khara, ass and cow. So, this ignorance, when this ignorance prevails, that is called dharmasya glani bhavati bharata. Krishna says, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavata bharata. When people have become like cats and dogs, the bodily concept of life, and working whole day and night without any spiritual understanding, without the aim of life, So this human life is not meant for that purpose. This is the mistake. It is not that the dogs and cats are eating in a different way. Now we eat in a nice table, a nice plate, and are very nicely dressed, and you are eating. But the eating process is there. Either you nicely eat or wrongly eat, but you have to fulfill your bell and satisfy your hunger. That is not advancement of civilization. To eat nicely, to sleep nicely, to defend nicely, and to have sexual life nicely, that is not advancement of civilization. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha samarnametat pasubhi narana. Sexual intercourse with beautiful woman and sexual intercourse with the female dog, the pleasure is the same. That is not advancement of civilization. Advancement of civilization is atmatattam. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Apasyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedina srotobhyadini rajendra. Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami, now I am going to die. What is my duty? What I shall hear from? So at that time, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, srotobhyadini ninam santi sahasra apasyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedina. Those who are grihamedhi, grihamedhi means has met the home, country, society, family as the only means of advancement, they are called grihamedhi. But there is another word, what is called grihastha ashram. Ashram, brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, sannyas ashram. Ashram, as soon as any common man can understand, as soon as we say ashram, there is some spiritual idea. Ashram, here is the ashram. So grihastha ashram is different, and grihamedhi is different. Grihamedhi means one who does not know what is the ultimate goal of life, and living like cats and dogs also, they live with their children, wife, they also find out food, they also try to defend, protect. Simply with these ideas, if we live, that is called grihamedhi. Apasyatam atmatattam. Therefore, our Vedanta Sutra is there to give enlightenment. As our student, Srimad Pradyumna Das Adhikari said, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, this life is not meant for wasting time like cats and dogs, because after all, we have to give up this life. But before giving us this life, we must gain something. That is described in the Upanishad. Etat vidityaja prayati sa brahmana. We will have to die like cats and dogs, but we have got the chance to understand what is the value of life. The cats and dogs have no chance. See, simply if we waste our time like cats and dogs and do not know what is the aim of life, saya kripana. Etat vidityaja prayati, avidityaja prayati sa kripana. There are two things, brahmana and kripana. Kripana means miser. A person who got this valuable body, just like if you get millions of dollars, if you do not utilize it, if you simply see in the treasury that you have got so much money, then you are kripana. It is practical. But if you utilize that money, and instead of 1 crore, you make 10 crores, then you are called intelligent. Similarly, if we think that I have got this human form of life, better standard of eating, sleeping and mating, then you remain crippled. You could not utilize. But if you know in this life which is possible, what is the value of this life, what is Brahma, what I am, what is my connection with Brahma, why I have come here, where I shall go again, why I am put into the miserable condition of life, I do not wish to die, why death is enforced upon me, this is called Brahma Jigyasa. Enquiry. Why? Therefore there is a Keno Upanishad. Why? Unless this why enquiry comes in the human body, then he is failure. Parabhavastavadavodhajata javarna jigyasato atmatattam. Whatever you are doing, you are being defeated. Because you are doing everything in ignorance. I am this body, this is my country, this is my kinsman. And in this way, I die like cats and dogs. Krishna says, jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata opputhana adharmas. What is that dharma? Krishna says, paritranam sadhunam vinashaya cha duskrita dharma samasthapanarthaya juge juge sambhavami. So what is that dharma? Dharma, it is said, dharmanto sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, the simple description of dharma is the codes which are given by God. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim or Christian or any civilized man has got some religion. Because dharmi nahina pasubhi samana. If you haven't got no religion, it doesn't matter whether Hindu religion or Muslim religion. You must have some religion. Religion means to understand God. That is religion. Religion does not mean I manufacture something. No, you cannot manufacture it. Religion means just that you cannot manufacture laws. Law is given by the state, by the government. Similarly, religion means the codes, the orders given by God. Therefore, you must know what is God, what is His order, and how to carry out it. Then you'll be saved. Your life is successful. Otherwise, just like the cats and dogs, they do not know how to carry out the laws of the state. Of course, they are excused. They keep to the right, keep to the left. The cats and dogs, they can violate. Law is not meant for the cats and dogs. Law is meant for the human being. Therefore, the cats and dogs, if they violate the codes of God, the law of God, they can be excused because they are animals. But a human being, he has got the developed consciousness. If he does not utilize this body for understanding what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God, how to act, where from I have come, where to go. There are so many questions. That is called Brahma Jigyasa. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. This life is meant for Brahma Jigyasa. Now, where to Jigyasa? That is also Vedic in Jnana. Tad Vijnanartham sa Guru meva abhigacchet. Tad Vijnanartham, you don't understand that transcendental science. One must have to go to the bona fide Guru. And who is Guru? Guru is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And anyone who represents that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Guru. Guru means representative of Guru, as God. Therefore, according to Vedic Shastra, Guru is worshipped like God. This is just like my disciples, they have given this seed and almost equally with God's seed. That is injunction. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. Guru should be worshipped as God. But Guru will never claim that he is God. That is not Guru. Guru will always claim that he is servant of God. Because the Shishya worship him as Shishya, Guru does not say that you simply worship me. He directs that you worship God. But because one gets God's connection through Guru, therefore Guru is worshipped as God. Just like in our country, there was Viceroy. He was given the same respect as the king because he is representative of the royal representative. Similarly, Shastra said, Sakshadharitena samasta shastrai ruktastatha bhavata eva sadhvi kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya bandi gurasri charanarandam. This is the offering of obeisance to Guru. Guru is described as respectable as the Supreme Personality of God. Acharyamang vijaniyat. The Supreme Personality of God says that Acharya should be accepted as I am. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Acharya upasanam. So therefore, we have to receive the knowledge in the disciplic succession of Acharya. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo vidu. Rajarsa, this knowledge, they were understood by the Rajarsi. Rajarsi means king, at the same time saintly person, not the king and robber. Dasyudharma, simply exacting taxes. Come on, give me tax, and you go to hell. That is not king, that is not government. It is government's duty to make. The government should be Krishna conscious, and it is government's duty to see that everyone is Krishna conscious or God conscious. You say Krishna or God, it doesn't matter. If you think that let the people go to hell, it doesn't matter. Bring taxes and let us endure, and you go to hell. It is very horrible condition. So everywhere this is going on, therefore, there is necessity of awakening this God consciousness of the people. It is not a childish thing or sentimental fanaticism. It is real science, because this human life is meant for understanding what I am. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati. If you can educate people to become Brahma-bhuta, then prasannatma, he becomes happy, jolly. Just like these American boys, American girls, they were many, many times in better condition of life. Now they are wondering with me, what can I give them? I cannot give them nice food. I cannot give them nice shelter. Neither I have money. They are coming. They are all rich men's son. But they are after me. Why? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. They have got something. Their feeling of life. That's Bhakti Vedanta Swami has given us something. That is, therefore they are after me. So this is the Brahmakanda, Brahma-bhuta Atma. Brahma-bhuta Prasanna Atma. That is the sign. I have become Brahma. I have become Narayan. No. If you are Prasanna, if you are always joyful, then it is to be understood that you have realized Brahma. Brahma-bhuta Prasanna Atma. Na sochati, na kankhati. There is no sochana here in the material world. I have got something, if I lose it, I cry, I have lost. And if I do not possess, then kaangati, I must get it. These two businesses are going on. But when you become Brahma-bhuta, Prasannatma, these two things will go out. No kaangati, no sucha. And samas sarveshu bhuteshu, equally seeing all living entities. Pandita samadarshan, that which was Brahma Bhuta means he is learned scholar, aham brahmasmi, self-realized. Therefore, he has no such distinction that give protection to the human being and send the poor animals to the slaughterhouse. Equality. What equality? What these poor animals have done that you are sending them to the slaughterhouse? Is there civilization? This rubbish civilization maintaining hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouses? So, simply speaking, love, fraternity, where is your fraternity? Where is your love? This cannot be possible. This may be big talks only, but to be understood by the nonsense. Unless you become Brahma-bhuta, self-realized, Krishna-conscious, God-conscious, these things are only stories. It is not possible. This is the description in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kaankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhavakti labhate para. Then he becomes a devotee. To become devotee is not so easy thing. People think that devotion is a sentiment. No, it is not sentiment, it is a great science. It is a great science to become fully satisfied. Fully satisfied, as Krishna says, Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaheshwaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyata mam shanti michyati. This is the process of shanti. Bhoktaram, Krishna is the enjoyer. We are after worshipping Krishna. That is our business. Wherever we go, we install this Krishna deity. And you are for Krishna. We print books for Krishna. We distribute books for Krishna. We beg everyone to become Krishna's bhakta. Therefore it is Krishna consciousness. We have no other business than Krishna. As Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. We are doing that. We have no other business. Simply Krishna. Why? Krishnastu Bhagavān Svayam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, matta parataraṁ nānyāt kinci jasti dhananjaya. I am the Supreme. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvaṁ pravartate iti matya bhajante māṁ buddhā bhāva sabandhi. Only the learned scholars can worship Krishna. Only the learned scholar, self-realized soul, can understand Bhagavad Gita. Not by the politicians or the so-called scholars. No, it is not possible. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. We appeal to the sober class, dhira, not the adhira. We also accepting dhira and adhira by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of the Goswami, dhira dhira. Dhira and adhira. Just like these boys and girls, they were adhira. Now they are dhira. Adhira. Adhira means without any responsibility, doing all nonsense. Actually, they are rich men's, rich nations, sons and daughters. They are doing it. But now they have become dhira. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. No gambling. Yes, sir. This is dhira. You are already intoxicated. You are already illusioned in this material world. If you still go on drinking, where is the possibility of knowledge? You must have sober brain to understand. So this is going on. Therefore, my appeal to all the sober men to understand this Krishna consciousness movement and join it for the benefit of his personal self, for the benefit of his country, for the benefit of the whole human society. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.